a record-shattering performance on the cross-country course in the UP, and a near miss at a record 4 straight individual golf titles. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. A perfect weekend of weather for the MHSAA's Lower Peninsula Girls Golf Finals, and there were some standout performances to recap. In Division 1, Northville cruised to its fifth team title in the last 8 years. The Mustangs finished 44 shots clear of second place Caledonia. Okemos senior Elena Lee brought home medalist honors. In Division 2, Farmington Hills Mercy won its third straight title. Dexter was second. Dexter was led by junior Avery Manning, who shot a tourney best 141 to capture medalist honors. In Division 3, Grand Rapids Catholic Central repeats as team champions. The Cougars easily outpace second place Detroit Country Day. Lillian O'Grady of Grand Rapids Christian finished atop the individual leaderboard. And in Division 4, Kalamazoo Christian won its first ever girls golf championship. Traverse City St. Francis senior Grace Slocum earned medalist honors. Mia Melendez of Ann Arbor Green Hills was trying to become the first Lower Peninsula golfer to win 4 straight individual titles, but finishes third after 3 straight state championships. For more on a great final weekend on the course, please check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. Fowler running back Ford Phillips, 8 of his 14 carries were for touchdowns, and he ran for a total of 310 yards in a win over Langsburg. Frankenmuth's Logan Diener, he scored the game-winning touchdown in a victory over Freeland. The win gives the Eagles 66 straight conference wins and a 13th straight Tri-Valley Conference title. And to Jackson Bagwell of Climax Scotts, his touchdown run with a minute left propelled the Panthers over Mendon 46-44 in 8-player action.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We've got a volleyball question for you today. At the moment of the serve, which statement is not true? All players, including the libero, should be in the correct serving order. All players, including the libero, are not required to be in the correct serving order. No player other than the server may have any part of the body touching the floor outside of the boundary lines. All players except the server shall be within the team's playing court and boundary lines. If you said, all players including the libero are not required to be in the correct serving order, you are correct. At the moment of the serve, all players must be in the correct serving order, and only the server can be outside of the playing court and boundary lines.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. In the Upper Peninsula, the UP Cross Country Finals were held in Munising. On the girls' side, Ewan Trout Creek won its first ever title in Division III. In Division 2, Hancock won for the 4th straight time, and Marquette won in Division 1 for the 3rd straight year. On the boys' side, Ingadine won its very first cross-country championship in Division 3, Painesdale Jeffers won a 4th straight title in Division 2, and Marquette won a 6th straight team title in Division 1. But the story of the day belonged to Sault Ste. Marie's Gabe Litzner. The junior turned in a UP Finals all-class division record, running the course in just under 15 minutes, 15 seconds, shattering the previous record by 35 seconds. That helped his team to a second-place finish in Division 1. For more on all of the cross-country action north of the bridge, check out MHSAA.com. We'll have coverage of all 4 divisions of the tennis championships next week. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.